The quality of our water matters for our health, for our environment, for our recreation, for our economy. The Eastern South Dakota Water Conference offers an opportunity for those who care to come together and work on an action plan for the future. Today, we welcome David Kringen to the program. He's a water resources field specialist for SDSU Extension. We're reaching him in Mitchell. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Lori. Glad to be here.
Give us an overview of the conference, and then let's talk about why it's different and how people can participate.
You bet. 2017 Eastern South Dakota Water Conference is hosted by the South Dakota Water Resources Institute. And while we've had conferences in the past, this year's conference is a little different, and it seems to be generating a little more interest. We're calling it a stakeholder working conference. The idea came from Jess Zimprich, our NRCS state conservationist. And essentially, it's kind of divided into two sessions. The morning session will begin with a comprehensive review of the current state of water quality in South Dakota, with emphasis on eastern South Dakota. It'll include information on what is assessed and monitored, how that data is gathered, how it is reported, and any long-term trends that might be evident there. So we'll be talking both about surface and groundwater resources. We'll also have, during our morning break, we'll have a poster session, and we have well over 20 posters this year featuring university research and private industry water projects, and they'll be on display over the course of the day. And then our afternoon session, and this is where it's a little different from past conferences, it'll consist of moderated roundtable discussions where attendees will be asked a series of challenging questions regarding what they heard in the morning. They'll also be asked about how they feel or what they feel are the top challenges that they see facing South Dakota surface and groundwater resources. Their priorities, if they are satisfied with existing efforts in regard to research and monitoring and management, and if they're not satisfied, what more can be done. And then also we'll be asking them about some of the collaborative action items that might be taken as a group or individually. So the Water Resources Institute will be developing a white paper. After the conference, it'll be summarizing the conference and the discussions that took place. Feedback from our attendees during the roundtable discussions will be very important to us. I don't want to overstate the discussions, but the feedback that we receive from these folks will be used to develop an action plan, and that could impact the future of research, monitoring, and management of our water resources in South Dakota for years to come.
When the idea of having that afternoon, you know, series of breakout sessions or roundtables and really developing the follow-up, it sounds, you know, pretty exciting. Often people come to a conference and then when it's over, they say, well, you know, what next? I learned so much. I got inspired, or, you know, I need to do something. This is sort of building that into it. Was it an easy decision to make that this is, you know, the direction that you wanted to go?
Yeah. Like I said, Jeff came to me with this idea in about March of this year. And right when he started talking about it, I thought it was a good idea. And I think it's a good place for us to go as a state.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the long-term trends in water quality. Are there, you know, some high points you can bring up with us today? How should we be thinking about this?
Well, in part of the morning discussions, we'll talk about some of the success stories. Right now, the Big Sioux River and Skunk Creek, they're having quite a bit of success for some of the implementation work they're doing. But we also have challenges as well as successes, too. Some of those challenges, off the top of my head, I can think of or include nutrient enrichment of our lakes and streams, most notably nitrogen and phosphorus when we talk about nutrients. We have algae blooms living in Mitchell. I know very well. the algae bloom problems that we have.
Right.
Other concerns, we have animal waste entering rivers and streams, sediment erosion from cropland as well as stream banks that enter our waterways. We also have urban runoff from storm sewers. Those are a direct link to our rivers and streams. Groundwater sustainability and protection concerns. Everybody has clean drinking water concerns, obviously.
Right.
And producers have concerns about their livestock drinking water quality, too. So there's a lot of things to talk about. Also, subsurface drainage or tile drainage, we have concerns about that, too.
All right, let's go back to the algae blooms, because I was in Mitchell this summer, and some folks were talking about that. We were out in a pontoon on the lake. What causes that, and how do you deal with them?
That's essentially a phosphorus issue, and that phosphorus, the majority of that comes from upstream. And so once it enters that water body, it kind of tends to just recycle year after year as well, so it's pretty tough to get rid of. So I know the Lake Advisory Committee is working hard right now, and they're very vigilant on coming up with some ideas. They're working with a private engineering company on a master plan to help reduce those nutrient inputs.
How long will it take for the white paper and some of the action plans to get put together?
Well, we don't really have a timeline right now, but I think we'll probably get working on it just as soon as the conference is over and put it out in a timely manner.
Who all comes? When we say stakeholders, who's going to have input in this? Do you have an agricultural input? Do you have an environmentalist input? Who's all at the table?
You bet. Essentially, anyone that has a vested interest in water quality, quantity, and sustainability in South Dakota, again, with a focus on eastern South Dakota. Some of our examples can include ag organizations or advocates like Farmers Union and Farm Bureau, government agencies, DENR, obviously, is going to be a strong presence there, NRCS, EPA, Game Fish and Parks, South Dakota Department of Ag are some examples of that. Our commodity groups, who we work closely with, South Dakota Corn and Soybeans, Cattlemen's Associations, water development districts are an important one. Government decision makers, those who make and change policy. Conservation organizations, Ducks Unlimited, Isaac Walton League, Friends of the Big Sioux River, come to mind. Municipalities should attend. Rural water organizations. Industry partners, like private engineering companies that work with water resources. I'd also be great to see representatives from South Dakota Grassland Coalition and South Dakota Soil Health Coalition. I'd like to see tribal representatives there, mm-hmm. as well as private citizens. So we all need all the players at the table.
The Eastern South Dakota Water Conference is November 8th from 8:30 until 3:30 p.m. That's at SDSU in the University Student Union's Wahlstroff Ballroom. Dave Kringen is an SDSU Extension Water Resources Field Specialist. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Lori.